Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You have your Rob Ray shirt here. Before we talk about the hockey game, let's talk about Rob Ray. He's been around since you've been here. You, of course, never saw him play. But what do you think he's meant to Buffalo and even you since you've gotten to know him?
You've heard so many great things about him. He's the stereotype of a Buffalonian and a Buffalo Saber. I have so much respect for him, and you need a guy like that in your life. So I'm happy to chat with him every day, and he's an unbelievable human being.
You talk about the hockey game. It went your way to start. I mean, you tipped a puck that wound up in the net. McLeod was right there. You made a good stretch pass to get Kulik in. Then you gave up three goals, and then you scored two more. I mean, it seemed like the work ethic did not end, even when you got behind. And that's really some hardworking plays got you a couple of goals, and at the end blocked you a few shots to win a hockey game.
Yeah, that's what it takes. I mean, if you're down one goal or whatever, coming into the third, or it doesn't matter. Game is 60 minutes, and that's what we did today. We got to continue to build on this. We're playing good now with puck control. It wasn't pretty for 60, but we found a way, and that's what it takes in this league.
What happened that you went from two up two to down three, and then to turn it around and get up again?
You also got to give credit to Nashville. They played a good offensive game. They were heavy on pucks in the corners, and they worked their bag off. So, but we were patient, and then lucky we have Kulik on our team.
What were you guys able to do in the third period to get through the neutral zone? That was the main issue in the second.
I felt more that we couldn't even get out our own end. But in the third, we took charge, played with the puck, and weren't stressing. We just kept playing.
What's watching happen right now with Jiří, his maturation?
He's unbelievable. I think he's going to be one of the best in the league. At that age he is right now and doing the stuff he's doing out there, it's pretty special. It's fun to watch, honestly. He's unbelievable.